Packets. They play on the northern side of Augusta. We'll get into the reason why in just a little bit of time during the broadcast. But nonetheless, we are here. Shorebirds taking on the Augusta Green Jackets at Augusta for the first time since 2017. Shorebirds looking to snap a five-game losing streak as they lost each of the final five games of their series against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, as the Pelicans took 5 out of 6 in the series. So Delmarva comes into this game at 5-10 overall against Augusta, currently at 7-8. They just opened up their home campaign last week. They started out on the road with 9 games, with very good reason for starting on the road. Another thing we'll talk about during the broadcast here today. Augusta 7-8. They are 3 games back in the Southern Division of the Myrtle Beach Pelicans and the Charleston River Dogs, while the Shorebirds now 6 games back of the Northern Division leading Fredericksburg Nationals, who are now at 11-4 overall and own the best record in the low, or not the first time I'll do that this year, but the Carolina League here this season. So Augusta, here's the lowdown on who the Green Jackets are. The single-A affiliate now of the Atlanta Braves for the second straight season after the realignment last year. They had been the San Francisco Giants affiliate prior to that, but now the Atlanta Braves affiliate, that is the 2021 World Series champion, Atlanta Braves. So the Braves farm system, a little bit weaker than most, both due to the World Series championship, and out on top of that, the international sanctions that were handed down to the club about 3 or 4 years ago now. Those sanctions are now over, but obviously the system's still feeling the effects of the dearth of international talent that they had over the past couple of years, being unable to sign anybody from the international market. So they have put that in the past, and the Green Jackets, a game under 500 to begin this season, will throw out Roybert Salinas, one of the top arms thus far here in the Carolina League. He is 0-1 with a 1.84 ERA, but he is striking out about 19 per 9 innings. Shorebirds are a team offensively who have struck out in, so this is a matchup that certainly favors Augusta, as the Shorebirds will hand the ball to Shane Davis, their opening night starter, to get the ball here in the series opener on Education Day here from SRP Park. Davis 0-1 with a 5.06 ERA to begin the season. Shane has had one neutral outing, we'll call it, one very good outing, and last time out he gave up 5 runs, 3 earned over 3 1/3 innings. That was probably his worst outing so far of the season last week against Myrtle Beach, so he'll try to bounce back here today. He said he is somewhat familiar with pitching in the morning during his junior college days. They played some noon doubleheaders. He said he always preferred to pitch the back end of that doubleheader, so I hope he's either a coffee guy or he was able to get in a soft drink or something with caffeine here in the morning to get going here today. Davis leads the Shorebirds in punch-outs on the pitching staff. He has struck out 14 on the season. Going up against, again, Roybert Salinas. Salinas, who has struck out so far this season, a total of 31 batters in 14 2/3 innings. Like we said, this is not a good matchup for the Shorebirds as far as going up against Salinas right now. Last week, the culprit of the 5-game losing streak for Delmarva, yes, the pitching at times was not great, but for the most part, it kept Delmarva in most of the games during the 5-game losing streak, but the offense just could not find a way to hit Myrtle Beach pitching. After the 7-run first inning back last Tuesday, the Shorebirds were held nearly scoreless the rest of the way as they scored just 14 runs. The rest of the series over the ensuing 6 games, they averaged just 3.5 runs for the entire series. So Delmarva at the moment just trying to figure out where they're at offensively. They did have some roster moves earlier today, not on the offensive side of things, but on the pitching side. 2 new arms added to the staff. That would be former Shorebirds Jake Lyons and Alex Pham. Pham activated off the IL. Lyons, who was on Aberdeen's roster technically, weird situation with extended spring training, but Lyons and Pham were both dealing with injuries. Lyons is here presumably for about a week or two, a couple of outings, and then he'll probably move back up to Aberdeen. Pham will probably be here for a more extended period of time as he was drafted just last year and then made a couple of appearances with the Shorebirds, most notably winning the final game of the season against the Salem Red Sox, a game that kept Salem out of the postseason. Green Jackets are taking the field, so let's go ahead and get you your Preston Automotive Group starting lineups for the Delmarva Shorebirds. They look like this for manager Felipe Rojas Jr. Greg Cullen, the second baseman, leads it off. Another thing we'll get into is Greg continues his rehab. We read his obituary back on Sunday thinking he was done with the club and his rehab was over. Not the case. Ryan Higgins out in left field. Hill bat second since last Wednesday. Hill bat third. Davis Tavares is the right fielder. Hits fourth. Michael DeSone in center. Bats fifth. Isaac De Leon, the shortstop, sixth. Josue Cruz, the first baseman, seventh. Moises Ramirez, third baseman, eighth. And Brian Hernandez does the catching for Shane Davis, batting ninth. For the Augusta Green Jackets, this is their Preston Automotive Group starting lineup. Geraldo Quintero at third base. Cal Conley, the shortstop. Stephen Paulini, the right fielder, bats third. Adam Zabrowski, the catcher, bats fourth. Brandol Mesquita, the left fielder. Then Makai Backstrom, the first baseman. Caleb Durbin at second. Brandon Parker, the DH. Caden Morton out in center. And Roy Bear Salinas is the starting pitcher for Augusta. We'll go ahead, take a break, and be back after the national anthem. First pitch coming up next here on the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Leading you up to first pitch, it's time for the Delmar. The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds baseball is here.
Counter, a bouncing ball, fair down the third baseline.
Two league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores, racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today. And
comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
It's time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody. A bit of a cleaner transition here into first pitch from SRP Park as opposed to our pregame show. We're happy to be with you here on a Tuesday morning from North Augusta, South Carolina, as the Delmarva Shorebirds take on the Augusta Green Jackets for the first time since 2019. Sam Jelinek here with you as the Shorebirds open up this 12-game road swing. First six with Augusta and then six with Columbia next week. We start off with an Education Day kids game here from Augusta. It is a packed house with a whole bunch of kiddos filled in the seats. It should be a rocking atmosphere as Roy Bear Salinas finishes up his warm-up tosses for the Augusta Green Jackets. Salinas 0-1 with a 1.84 ERA so far in the season. He struck out 31 in 14 and two-thirds innings, allowed just 9 hits. Right-handed arm, absolute unit. Out on the bump, stands in at 6'3", 205, but it looks like he's added quite a bit of weight since his signing date. 21 years old, out of Venezuela, takes on the Shorebirds lineup with this defense backing up for first-year manager Nestor Perez for the Green Jackets. It's Brandol Mesquita in left, Caden Morton in center, Stephen Paulini in right. Geraldo Quinteros at third, Cal Conley at short, Caleb Durbin at second, Makai Backstrom is over at first, and Adam Zabrowski does the catching for Salinas. Augusta in their home whites here to open the series. Jackets in black, outlined in green across the front, same for the numbers and names on the back. Shorebirds in their road grays. Delmarva in black across the front, outlined in orange, same for the numbers on the back with gray pants. Greg Cullen, who's death I greatly exaggerated back on Sunday, stands in to lead it off for the Shorebirds. Salinas a pause into his wind. Now his first pitch of the game is a fastball inside, and we're underway right on time at 11:05. Well, some rain potentially in the forecast later today. Salinas has wind up his 1-0. Fastball on the outside half for a called strike. Salinas just a three-pitch mix, fastball, slider, changeup. Cullen into now his seventh game on his rehab stint with the Shorebirds. Like I said, I thought he'd be done after the homestand. 1-1. Cullen takes up and away for ball two. But Gray continuing his rehab here with the Shorebirds. One of the big problems, it's a good problem to have in the Orioles organization at the moment, is there is a ton of middle infield talent. 2-1. Cullen swings and fouls it back, and the count's even at two. And with Greg still rehabbing that hammy a little bit, they need to get him playing time each and every day. No use in sending him back to Bowie before he's completely ready to go, especially since he just needs these ABs. Infield shifts a little to the right side. The 2-2. Cullen takes a called strike three. Breaking ball outside half. Salinas freezes Cullen. And the first batter of the game goes down by way of the K. There's one away here in the first. So Salinas picking up right where he left off his last time out against Fayetteville. That was back on the 20th last week. Went 5 1/3, struck out 7, walked 4. 5 1/3 innings, 3 runs, 2 earned. His first pitch to Ryan Higgins is in for a called strike. SRP Park absolutely gorgeous here as Higgins from the right side digs in. 0-1. Down the middle with the slider, and it's quickly 0-2. It's 3:30 down the line each way. High outfield wall all the way around, about 15 to 20-ish feet high. 0-2 to Higgins. Breaking balls outside, 1-2. Ryan, seen his average dip below 200 now. 9 for 47 in the early going. Buck 91, 576 OPS. Salinas the windup and the pitch. Higgins takes a fastball high, and the count's even at 2. Outfield wall kind of juts in and out every now and again. From left all the way out to left center, it's a straight wall. 2-2. Higgins takes, breaking ball just inside. Salinas was ready to go into a strikeout strut. No dice, though, says the home plate umpire Juan Gomez. First base umpire today is Chris. Off pitch coming to Higgins. He swings and fouls it back out of play over our heads. And we stay with the full count. Out in center, closer to left center. Outfield wall juts out just a little beyond 400, 395 to dead straightaway center. And then in the right center gap, the outfield wall actually comes in. Good bit. About 360 to that power out. 3-2 on its way again. And Higgins swings and misses as Salinas pumps it by him. Straight cheese. And it's two up, two down here to begin the first. Down the right field line, everything is kosher there up until you get to the right field corner, where the outfield wall extends even higher as they have the Tax Slayer Terrace up there. It's about a 35, 40-ish foot high wall with seats on top of it. Here's Daryl Hernandez, swings the first pitch and pops him in the air down the right field line. That'll get back out of play for strike one. Daryl playing for the first time since the 21st. As he suffered that little hamstring tweak last Thursday. Came out of the game precautionary, sat out the rest of the week, but now good to go. 0-1. Hernandez takes down and away for ball one. Daryl has been the offensive star so far this season for the Shorebirds. 4 homers, 13 driven in. 333 average, OPS above 1,000. The 1-1. Checks his swing, fastball high. They'll appeal to first and no swing, says Chris Jenke. One of the odd things about SRP Park is that despite it being brand new, they actually kept the bullpens on the field. 2-1. Hernandez swings and fouls it back. Curse is under his breath as he got a pitch to hit there. Counts even at 2. So despite being able to build this ballpark from scratch, they decided to keep the bullpens in the field of play, something that Fredericksburg, a newer ballpark, declined to do. They put them over the outfield wall. 2-2. Up and over the head of Hernandez. Breaking ball gets away from Salinas. And the count's full. 2 outs, top of the first, no score. Shorebirds trying to put the ball in play for the first time against Roybert Salinas. 3-2 coming, and Hernandez pops it back right over top of us in the press box. So land on top of the roof here at SRP Park. And we stay with a full count. Bright orange batting gloves. Goes with an elbow guard today. 3-2. Hernandez takes a called strike three. Breaking, Ball four instead. The entire Green Jackets infield was headed back to the dugout. I thought Hernandez was walking back to the dugout himself, but Juan Gomez still has a statue behind the plate that says, nope, ball four, and the inning continues. Those are some stones on Daryl Hernandez to take that kind of pitch. Good work by the youngster, still not even 21. Here's Davis Tavares, two-outs, man at first. Salinas from the stretch for the first time and the pitch. And Tavares rockets it out of play right field side for strike one. No score, top of the first. Shorebirds with their first base runner of the game. Brings Tavares to the plate. One homer, nine driven in on the season. Hitting 264, 650 OPS. It's 1-for-4 back on Sunday. Hernandez, strong lead. Salinas holds at the belt. Takes a peek, now comes home. And a fastball is fouled back, 0-2. Tavares, right-handed batter, slightly open stance, has neon green tape on his all-black bat. Almost the same color as the green jacket, 0-2. Breaking ball backs up inside, one ball, two strikes. Other features here of SRP Park, obviously a brand new facility. Out over the left field wall, it's, can't tell if it's a hotel or an apartment complex. Big building, basically almost like the warehouse at Camden. 1-2, Tavares taps it foul behind the plate to stay alive. So think the warehouse at Camden Yards, except of in right field, it's out in left. Easily within striking distance for any batter. Even from the left side, I think you could go oppo, maybe break a window or two. Full concourse all the way around. Video boards, ribbon boards on the outfield wall. The pitch, fastball swung on and able to throw it by Tavares. He strikes out three here in the first and strands Hernandez over at first to end the inning. We go to the bottom of the first. It's Delmarva nothing and the Green Jackets coming to bat here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maddie Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, a discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the first, no score here from Augusta. Shorebird stranding Hernandez over at first after his two-out walk, and Shane Davis goes to work for the first time. His first pitch of the game to Geraldo Quintero is popped foul back and out of play. His fourth outing of the season. Going to match Quintero with the scoreless first. Peeks in over his very light tan glove. The righty's 0-1. Quintero takes up and away for ball one. Shane, like we said, pitched last Wednesday against Myrtle Beach, allowed five runs, three earns, and three and a third innings. 1-1, high and outside for ball two on Quintero, batting from the left side here. 2-0-4 on the season, one homer, seven driven in. Third baseman today for the Green Jackets. Third baseman Ramirez plays in just off the grass, the pitch. And it's off the thumbs on one hop to Ramirez, grabs it on the grass, throws across the diamond to retire Quintero for the first out for Shane Davis. Shane 6'3", 180. 22 years old, out of Chesapeake, Virginia. Undrafted free agent out of NC Central after the 2020 season. Five-pitch mix, fastball, cutter, slider, curveball, changeup. Bring up Cal Conley, another left-handed batter. Shortstop for the Green Jackets. First pitch. He swings and rolls it on the ground to short, right at De Leon, but it goes through his legs and on into left center field. Conley around first. He'll hold up there on the E6 on De Leon. That was just right through the wickets. Had it the whole way till he didn't. Shorebird's defensive struggles continue here over the past week. They committed a season-high 5 errors against Myrtle Beach back on Sunday. De Leon's been getting more time at short of late with Hernandez sidelined. And Darryl back in the lineup today, but DHing. Brings up Stephen Paolini, another right-handed batter. Throw over to first, and Conley back in with a dive. Paolini, fifth-round pick out of high school up in Trumbull, Connecticut. The Braves, the pitch. It's down and away for ball one. 10 for 46 in the season, hitting .217, no homers, 8 driven in. Davis out on the mound, takes a look over at first, now comes set at the belt. Holds, now deals. And Paolini takes outside for ball one. Defensive alignment for the Shorebirds. Out in the outfield, it's Higgins in left, Deson in center, Tavares in right. Davis holds on the mound, here's the pitch. Fastball is up and away, and I believe that's now ball three. Scoreboard has it at 1-0. And I had it at 2-0 before that. As nobody knows what it is anymore, it's now 2-0 on the scoreboard, so let's go with that. Runner at first, one out. Throw over to first, and back in the dive again is Conley. Two pickoff moves from Davis there. Conley 5-for-6 in stolen bases this season. Middle infield at double play depth. We'll get you the rest of the defense here in a sec. High leg kick, the 2-0. And Paolini takes, that was ball. It was the 3-0 count. I knew I had it right the whole time. Why I questioned it, I don't know. That's ball four. And Paolini draws the walk. Conley up to second. And there's two on with one out for Adam Zabrowski. Outfield alignment again. It's Higgins in left, Deson in center, Tavares in right. On the infield, Ramirez at third, De Leon at short, Cullen at second, Cruz at first, and Brian Hernandez does the catching. Adam Zabrowski, 13th round pick of the Braves back in 2021, takes a first pitch, a little outside for ball one. Davis having trouble finding the strike zone here after the error allowed Conley to reach. That's 5 straight out of the zone. Zabrowski, 1 homer, 8 driven in, hitting an even 200. 6-3, 230 from the right side. Davis will look to second, now the pitch. Fastball just off the inside corner, a little high for ball two. Shane hasn't dealt with too many command issues this year. If nothing, he's been consistent. 2 walks in each start thus far. So far, 10 2/3 innings has allowed 8 runs, 6 earned. His 2-0. Fastball a little high for ball three. 7 straight out of the zone for Davis. He'll take a walk out behind the mound. Try to reset. Shane's allowed 10 hits, 6 walks, 14 strikeouts. 5. Look back to second as he comes set. His 3-0. And it's up high, ball 4. Davis misses the zone on his 8th straight. He's loaded the bases with one away here in the first. So a less than ideal start for Shane Davis out in the bump. And the Shorebirds bullpen, I think, is about to spring into action. Starting off the game as Joe Hamacher makes his way on out to the mound. Hugo Beltran and Edward Monroy had been in the dugout to start off the game. As had many members of the Shorebirds bullpen corps. Now they'll make their way on out there, and presumably somebody will start throwing. It's a hot one here in Augusta today. Temperatures in the high 70s. Gorgeous day, though. Rain in the forecast a little bit later. As Hamacher continues to talk with Davis, he'll force the home plate umpire Juan Gomez to come out and break it up. And I think Hamacher might have a few words with him on his way back to the dugout as well. Bases are loaded here for Brandel Mesquita, left fielder for the Green Jackets. Early chance for Augusta to jump ahead. Mesquita, not the guy Davis wants to face with the bases loaded. 819 OPS this season, hitting .347. No homers, 10 driven in. He's 20 years old out of the Dominican Republic. Bases juiced, one out. Bottom of the first, scoreless game. Davis from the stretch. Here's his pitch. And a little half swing as Mesquita fouls it back for strike one. That is not a good game plan from Mesquita there after Davis had missed on eight straight, walking Paulini and Zabrowski. Swings at the first pitch. It was a breaking ball down and out of the zone. So Davis ahead in the count 0-1. Mesquita from the right side open stands. The pitch. Breaking ball again down. Squirts away from Hernandez to his right, but he's on it quickly. Counts even at one. Not a whole lot of foul territory here at SRP Park. Behind the plate, there's maybe about 20-ish feet of room to the backstop. Dugouts are right on top of the field as well. Bullpen's in fair play. In addition, we'll make trying to grab any ball in the air down the lines real adventure. Bases loaded, one out, the 1-1. Swung on, foul tipped, held on to by Hernandez. And the count's 1-2. So maybe Davis can work his way out of this jam. Middle infield at double play depth. Right now, no wind. The outfield plays straight away. Hernandez sets up in. Davis the leg kick and the pitch. The fastball popped up off the thumbs. Foul ground, first base side. That'll get about 10 rows deep. And we stay at 1-2. Good buzz around the ballpark today. Like we said, it's Kids Day. Expected attendance somewhere between 4,000 and 5,000 probably. 1-2 again. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down. Mesquita chases after it. And Davis with a big first punch out of the game. Bases remain loaded now with two away. It'll be up to Mekhi Backstrom. Final hurdle for Davis to clear here in the first. Backstrom, left-handed hitter. Shane's splits so far in his career and this year as well. He's much better against lefties than righties. Lefties hitting just .148 against him. Righties came into today hitting .400. First pitch. Backstrom tried to check his swing, but he went around on a fastball up and out of the zone for strike one. Backstrom, an 18th round pick back in 2019 by the Braves. 6'5", 220. Hitting .190 on the season, but a .796 OPS. Three doubles, three triples, and a homer. Bases loaded, two outs in the first, no score. The 0-1. Breaking ball slips out of Davis's hands, high and away. 1-1. On deck, Caleb Durbin. Played very well last week for Augusta. Davis trying to stop the buck here. Bases loaded, two outs. The 1-1. Fastball inside corner, and it's a called strike two. So Davis on the verge of getting out of this jam. Running loaded the bases. Strike on Mesquita, got him out number two. And now 1-2 on Backstrom. Davis fiddles with the ball behind his back. Presses his glove up against his front hip. Now puts the two together at the belt. His 1-2 pitch. And it swung on and missed. Backstrom chases the high fastball. And Davis with back-to-back punch outs is able to escape the bases loaded jam here in the first unscathed. We go to the second, scoreless after one, here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online.
Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
Top of the second here from Kelnick with you here on a fine Tuesday morning. Hope we're able to liven up your workday a little bit, make it a bit more enjoyable as Michael Desone stands in from the right side to start the inning. The first pitch from Roy Barry Salinas is outside for ball one. Desone playing center field today for Delmarva. Fifth spot in the order, 15 for 50 on the season as the 1-0 is on the outside corner and the count's even at one. No homers, four driven in for Michael this season, hitting an even 300. Salinas from the third base side of the rubber, the pitch. Slider is down and away for ball two. Desone last week against Myrtle Beach, 4 for 15, but he got his feet underneath of him, so to speak, on the bases. 2-1, swung on and fouled back, and the count's even at two. Stole three bases in the series, first three of the season. Last year, between the FCL and Delmarva, he stole 11, only being caught twice. The pitch. Desone takes a called strike three. Curveball buckled him at the knees. And Salinas, all four of his outs today have come by way of the K. We knew this might happen coming into today. And, well, Salinas is making good on his exceptional promise. Five hitters, four strikeouts. That brings up Isaac De Leon. Right-handed batter, the first pitch. Breaking ball, De Leon ducks out of the way, but it nearly got back to the inside corner. This is inside, though, for ball one. De Leon, 5 for 40 this season, hitting 125, 1-0. Fastball outside for ball two. He was able to get relatively in a groove last week. He was 4 for 16, 1-0, or 2-0, rather, misses inside, and the count's 3-0. But I'm learning something early on here from Augusta. It's don't trust the scoreboard. Seem to be a pitch or two behind. 3-0. Fastball high for ball four, and De Leon works the walk, his 10th of the season, to actually lead Delmarva. Brings up Josue Cruz. Cruz, sole of the strikeout so far this season. He's punched out 29 times and 45 at-bats. Not driven in. Salinas has two double-digit punch-out games already this season. 11 against Columbia and 4 and a third. First pitch to Cruz. Tries to check his swing, but he went around. And strike one. And to put that in perspective, Salinas recorded 13 outs against Columbia. 11 were strikeouts. The next time out against Myrtle Beach, he did basically the same thing. 13 punch-outs in 5 innings. 0-1. Cruz swings and misses again. Fastball up and out of the zone. And it's 0-2. So this is not too dissimilar from what Daniel Espino did at the AA level against another Orioles affiliate, the Bowie Bay Sox. 0-2. Fastball is well high. Cruz lays off 1-2. Espino struck out 14 over 5 innings. Right now, Salinas matching him pitch for pitch. 1-2. Curveball is low. Counts even at 2. Infield plays Cruz to pull as much as they can. Two on the left side of the diamond, two on the right, but shaded up the middle. The 2-2. Cruz swings and misses. Fastball pumped by him by Salinas. And he's got 5 strikeouts today. Two away in the second as the Shorebirds have still yet to put a ball in play. Going back to the end of the game last Sunday against Myrtle Beach, with the first two strikeouts to begin the game today, 11 consecutive Shorebirds batters had been retired. Here's Moises Ramirez. Man at first, 2 outs. Here's the pitch. Curveball high and tight for ball one. No score, top of the second. Ramirez from the right side trying to break an 0 for 17 Schneid that encompassed the entirety of the Myrtle Beach series. 7 for 46 on the season, as that has really put a damper on what had been a good start to his season. 1-0. Ramirez swings and misses through the fastball, 1-1. No radar gun as far as I can see out. I'm only guessing at Salinas' velo here, but it seems to be sitting about 93, 95. Like I said, a big body out in the mound. Max effort in the delivery as well. Set just above the belt. Leg kick the pitch. And Ramirez swings and misses at the heater. Letter high, it's 0-2. Seven batters so far in the game for Delmarva. Five strikeouts, two walks. De Leon leads away from first. No score top of the second. Salinas set. Here's the pitch. Fastball just a little bit high. Catcher Zabrowski was about to dart back to the dugout, but he'll stay put. And the count now even at two. Infield plays Ramirez to pull. Second baseman Durbin basically behind the bag up the middle. 2-2 pitch. Ramirez gets his knees buckled, but the curveball's low. Catches a break as he nearly fell out of the box backing up. And the count's full. Runner at first, two outs. Still be on the move. That's De Leon. Scoreless game, top of the second. Salinas set. Leg kick, here's the pitch. Fastball called, strike three, and Ramirez knew it. Letter high outside corner, and Salinas with six strikeouts. Through two innings, tosses another scoreless frame, working around his second walk of the game. We go to the bottom of the second, scoreless after an inning and a half, here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
We show how much we care and with so much to protect each day. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the National Book Your Team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare bulk. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Bottom of the second, scoreless here from SRP Park. Sam Jelinek with you here on Tuesday morning from Augusta, South Carolina. 7-8-9 due up for the Green Jackets after Shane Davis stranded the bases loaded in the first. Walked two, but then struck out two to get out of the jam. Caleb Durbin leads it off in the first pitch. Fastball inside, and it got him on the shoulder. As Davis's control issues here to start the game flare back up, he walked Paulini and Zabrowski on eight straight pitches, and then he hits Durbin with his first offering here in the second. Shorebirds could really use a strong start from Shane. Don't want to have to dip into the bullpen too early after the bullpen covered 8 1/3 on Sunday. First pitch to Brandon Parker is a fastball down the middle for strike one. Parker, 5-for-25 this season, was a 10th round pick of the Braves back in 2019 out of junior college. Square stance at the plate, hands held high. Here's the pitch, runner goes. It's down for a ball, the throw to second, not in time. Hernandez did all he could, but Parker, a strong lead and a great jump. Able to swipe seconds. And he's in scoring position with nobody out, and the count even on Parker, 1-1 for the season. Parker looking for his first RBI of the year. 1-1. It's down and away for ball two. Just doesn't seem like Davis all too comfortable out in the mound with any of his offerings right now. Nothing has consistently come across for strikes yet. Hernandez sets up in the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball blows it by Parker. The count's even at two. Augusta as a team offensively has struggled a little bit to start off the year. Bottom half of runs scored in the league. 2-2 pitch. Fastball misses outside and the count's full. On deck, the nine-hole hitter, Caden Morton. Infield plays straight up for Parker. Outfield shades him a little bit the other way. Bright sunshine bathes the field here from North Augusta. 3-2. Fastball up and in, ball four, and Davis walks his third of the game. It's now a season high for him. And one of the weird things here about the start of this game is with Salinas punching out six and walking two thus far, and Shane having walked three, hit a batter, and struck out two, we've only seen two balls in play between the two teams. Those were the first two to lead off the first for Augusta. 5-3 ground out and ground ball to short that turns into an error. So two on, nobody out for the nine-hole hitter, Caden Morton. Right-handed batter. Corners play in, guarding against the bunt. The first pitch, no sign of a bunt there. So he pops it in the air down the right field line towards the Shorebirds bullpen. Now slice back and out of play. Strike one. Scoreless for the moment as Davis back into another pickle of his own making. Hit Durbin on the first pitch of the second, then walked Parker. Now has Morton, who is just 3-for-42 to start the season. Trying to find his footing. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-2. And Shane has to be careful here. Durbin from second is taking an extraordinarily large secondary lead. Not sure maybe if he's thinking about trying to swipe third or not. Morton, a 19th round pick back in 2019 by the Braves out of high school in Texas. Looked to second, and Davis spins and throws there. Cullen wasn't on the bag, so Davis just lobs it to the base, allows Cullen to get over, and Durbin back in safely. Two on, nobody out for Morton. Scoreless game, bottom of the second. No balls, two strikes, here it comes. And the breaking ball backs up inside. Misses the edge, and the count's one ball and two strikes. Shane doesn't even leave the rubber. Stays in touch with it. Now gets a sign. Stare out to second. Here's the pitch. Fastball is way high for ball two. So we've gone from 0-2 to 2-2. Shane takes a little bit more time here to the back of the mound. Shakes his arm out. No action out in the Shorebirds bullpen. 2-2 delivery. Morton takes a called strike three. Fastball inside black. And Davis punches out Morton for the first out here in the second. So far today, when Davis has needed a big pitch, he's gotten it. So after putting the first two on, he punches out Morton. Now to the top of the order in Geraldo Quintero. Bats from the left side. Grounded to third his first time up. Two on, one out. Here it comes. And the breaking ball is sliced into the netting for strike one. Augusta, the first park that I can really remember Shorebirds have been to recently, that does not have extended netting. It covers the length of the dugout. But the third base and first base seats down each way, once you get beyond the dugout, are uncovered. 0-1. Ripped fence down the first base side. Hot potato. It hits off the sidewall, and it's 0-2. There's a grassy berm down the left field line, just like at Purdue Stadium. But the field, not very far away from the stands, right on top. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball flared in the air to second. Cullen will make the catch as the infield fly rule was called. As he was trying to slow play that a little bit, see whether or not the umpires would call the infield fly. Maybe you could drop the ball, get an easy double play, but that's the second out instead. And after putting the first two on, Davis now with a chance to get out of the jam. Cal Conley, the batter, reached on an error his first time up, hitting a 185 on the season. Switch hitter bats left, open stance. Here's the pitch. Fastball misses down and in for ball one. Unlike Purdue Stadium, SRP Park, the way the grandstands are situated, especially the second level, instead of spreading out and being further away from the field, they basically just build up vertically. So you're right on top of the action. 1-0. Ripped towards second, but on a line, Cullen able to grab it from a knee, retire Conley, and get Davis out of the jam for the second straight frame. Shane pitches himself into and then out of another sticky situation. As he tosses a scoreless second, we go to the third. No score after two here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scrapple and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. No score, RP Park. Sam Jelinek with you here on Tuesday morning. Hope you're enjoying your work day. And maybe this game makes it just a little bit sweeter wherever you're listening from, be it the desk or the car. Brian Hernandez steps to the plate for the Shorebirds here to kick off the third. 9-1-2 due up against Roybear Salinas. Struck out six and walked two thus far. Hernandez from the left side, the first pitch coming, and he swings and pops it up back behind home. I'll get back into the seats for strike one. Augusta very aggressive as far as shifting goes as opposed to any team we've seen thus far. Of course, with shifting limited, you have to have two infielders on each side of the diamond. Everybody has to have their feet on dirt, but Augusta puts it to the extreme. Two men on the right side here for the left-handed batter. The 0-1, breaking ball freezes him. Heart of the plate, it's 0-2. But on the left side, Conley, the shortstop, basically behind the second base bag, and the third baseman, Quintero, playing in the hole at short. 0-2, swing and a miss. Shift doesn't matter there. The back foot breaking ball swung on and missed. Hernandez down on strikes, and Salinas with his seventh strikeout of the game. All 7 outs for Salinas coming by way of the punch-out. Shorebirds no stranger to the strikeout here this season, one of the leading teams in the Carolina League as far as strikeouts go. Back to the top of the order, here's Greg Cullen. Left-handed batter takes a first pitch, breaking ball a little bit low for ball one. Greg continuing his rehab here at the Shorebirds. Steph greatly exaggerated after Sunday. 1-0 on the inside corner. Looked like a little cutter. The count's even at one. A little shake of the hips there from Cullen. He thought that pitch was in off the corner. Again, Augusta shifts to the pole side. The 1-1. Breaking ball in the dirt. Cullen lays off. The count's 2-1. Greg in his first full week of rehab with Delmarva, went 5-for-18, had a 2-run triple back on Sunday. Good to see him get full stride out in the bases as well, put that hamstring to the test. 2-1. Fastball up situation for Greg as well. He's actually playing against his former organization. Traded from the Braves to the O's as part of the Tommy Malone trade. 3-1. Fastball inside, ball four, and Cullen draws the third walk of the game off of Salinas. Be aboard at first with one away here in the third. Calling him one of the players to be named later in that trade back in 2020 alongside A.J. Graffanino. But Augusta, when Cullen played in the Braves organization, was not a Braves affiliate. Here's Ryan Higgins. Salinas from the belt. Takes a look over at first, the pitch. And Higgins swings and fouls it away, right field side for strike one. When Cullen was in the Braves organization, he played at the single-A level in 2019 for the Rome Braves. They came and played at Augusta at SRP Park, but Greg was only ever here as a visitor. Now a couple years on since that trade and that level for Greg, 0-1. Higgins takes, slider outside corner, it's quickly 0-2. Many of the faces here with this Augusta team Greg has never seen before. He didn't know how nice this park was. It's back when Cullen played in the Braves org in 2019. 0-2. Higgins checks his swing, breaking ball down and away, 1-2. Augusta was still the San Francisco Giants affiliate. Since then, San Francisco has moved their single-A club out west, now with the Fresno Grizzlies. 1-2. Higgins lays off a fastball high, 2-2. And Atlanta moved into Augusta, seemingly a natural fit. 2-2 on Higgins. He struck out his first time up. And at first, one out, no score in the third. Salinas the stretch, high leg kick, the pitch. Breaking ball freezes. Higgins called strike three on the outside corner. He knew it. It's basically walking back to the dugout before the ball even hit Zabrowski's mitt. And there's two away. Eight strikeouts now for Salinas through 2 2/3. And four of them have been looking as well. Brings up Darryl Hernandez. First pitch. Hernandez takes high and away for ball one. Darryl walked his first time up. No score. Top of the third. Cullen at first. Salinas ready. Here it comes. And Hernandez takes inside for ball two. Schwarber's offensive struggles coincided with Hernandez being sidelined for that little leg tweak. No surprise, given the hot start Darryl has had. And that 17-3 loss last Wednesday, 2-0. Hernandez swings and misses 2-1. Darryl homered twice, his first professional multi-homer game. Now has four on the season. Hands held high from the right side of the box, 2-1. Fastball up and away for ball three. And you just tell, Hernandez going up against Salinas here, a guy who is a strikeout artist this season. Hernandez not intimidated, not in the least. When he gets a pitch to hit, he expects to do damage. He doesn't care who it's from. 3-1 on its way. And Hernandez takes outside ball four. He walked for the second time today. And the Shorebirds have two on with two out for Davis Tavares. Biggest rally the Shorebirds have had in this game, as they still haven't put a ball in play yet. As out to the mound goes the pitching coach Mike Steed to talk with Salinas, as Augusta will get an arm loose out in the bullpen. Salinas' pitch count, thanks to the walks and the strikeouts, has escalated a little bit early here. At this point, Salinas now at 62 pitches. 31 strikes and 31 balls. Four walks today, eight punch outs. As the meeting with the two on and two out for Tavares, who struck out swinging his first time up. At this point, if I say that a hitter hasn't walked yet, well, they've struck out. It's one or two options. Into the first ball in play will bring home a run for the Shorebirds. We're scoreless here in the third. First game of the six-game set between Augusta and Delmarva. Salinas will look to second. Here's his pitch. And Tavares takes outside for ball one. Davis slightly open stance from the right side. Holds his hands low. Crossing the letters. 1-0. Tavares swings and chops it foul down the third baseline by the third base coach's box and manager Felipe Rojas Jr. Davis on the season has driven in nine runs. Looking to break double digits here, give the Birds the lead. 0-1. And Davis taps it foul at the plate around the net. That was the 1-1. Taps it foul at the plate. It ends 1-2. So Salinas on the verge of getting out of this jam. Might be thinking that even if he gets out of this, that might be all for him today. Encroaching on 70 pitches through three innings. Two on, two out. 1-2 coming home. And Tavares chops it off his foot. Stays alive. Cullen walked with one away. Hernandez walked with two outs. Now 1-2 on Tavares. 5-for-20 last week. All singles, though, as his power has evaporated of late. 1-2 pitch. Fastball called strike three on the outside black. Tavares wanted it to be outside, but his wish not granted as Salinas with his ninth strikeout of the game strands two aboard here in the third. We go to the bottom of the third. Still no score.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds. Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the third, still no score here from Augusta. Shorebirds threatened for the first time, but still have not put a ball in play against Robert Salinas. The Augusta bullpen has sat back down for what it's worth, so it looks like he'll come back out for the fourth. Shane Davis back to work, looking for his first clean inning here today. First pitch to Stephen Paulini is in for a called strike. 3-4-5 due up for the Green Jackets. Paulini leads it off. He walked his first time up. 0-1 for East. Oh, boy, that was a foul ball, but it's called fair. It goes into the Green Jackets bullpen where it gets trundled up in the bench and somebody threw it into the stands. The Green Jackets bullpen thought it was a foul ball. And they threw it into the stand, so it'll be an automatic double for Paulini. That call was just blown by the home plate umpire, Juan Gomez. And the Shorebirds dugout getting on him for it. Man, that was a foul ball. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. That crossed foul in front of the third base bag. So a tough break for Shane Davis there as he allows his first hit of the game. A double to Paulini. On a sliced ground ball that everybody in the ballpark except for the home plate umpire Juan Gomez thought was foul. Fortunately, his opinion's the only one that matters. Man, first pitch to Adam Zabrowski. Tried to lay off a pitch up. They went around with the swing for strike one. So Davis right back into damage control mode. Stranded the bases loaded in the first. Stranded two on in the second. And now has Paulini out at second to begin the third. 0-1 to Zabrowski. Curveball is low for ball one. I don't try to harp on umpires too much because at this level of the game, they're just starting out their career. But when the bullpen thinks it's foul, when I see it as foul, everybody thought it was foul. The pitch, fastball outside corner, 1-2. That's just not a call you can be missing. Especially on a ball in front of the bag. Zabrowski walked his first time up. Down the count, 1-2. Davis's pitch. Fastball called, strike 3, outside corner. Zabrowski didn't like the call, but he's down on strikes. Davis with his fourth strike out of the game. There's one away. Mention it in the second. Whenever Shane has needed a big pitch here today, he's been able to reach deep and get it. Not really a talent you can teach. Here's Randall Mesquita. He swings the first pitch and shoots it foul right field side for strike one. Mesquita struck out swinging his first time up. That was the first big at-bat that Davis was able to rear back and get a K. Came with the bases loaded and one out in the first. Still no score, bottom three. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball up, Mesquita late. It's 0-2. Mesquita hitting well above 300 on the season. 17 for 50 now. Only one extra base hit, a double. Down the count, 0-2. Look to second the pitch. Breaking ball just a little bit high. 1-2. Shane has been battling all day long. He's walked three, hit a batter, an error, now foul ball double. Shane looks back to second, chases the runner back in the pitch. Mesquita swings and skies it down the right field line. Cruz towards the sidewall, runs out of room. It's into the seats. Count stays 1-2. So absolutely nothing has gone Davis's way today. But he's been able to grind through it. And right now has 2 1/3 scoreless innings to show for it. Trying to sit down Mesquita here. 1-2. Paulini out at second. Cullen holds him close. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. The 1-2. Breaking ball high and tight. Slipped out of Davis's hands. Counts even at 2. Thanks to the early jams, Davis's pitch count, like Salinas's, escalated here early. Just his 50th pitch of the game. 2-2. Fastball way high up above Mesquita's eyes. And Davis has nearly lost him here. Counts full. Does have a base open with Mekhi Backstrom on deck. Struck him out his first time up. But would prefer to sit down Mesquita here. Man at second, one out. Wheels and deals. Fastball swung on and missed. Letter high, Mesquita chased it. And Davis strikes him out for the second time this afternoon. Second out here in the third. Paulini stays put out at second. And that'll bring up Mekhi Backstrom. The 5 strikeouts for Shane now ties a season high. Third time he's done that. Maybe he'll set a season high by getting Backstrom here to get out of the jam. And at second, two outs. In the first pitch, cutter misses in for ball one. Like we said, Davis hasn't had pristine control here today. 28 strikes against now 25 balls. 1-0. Backstrom takes, breaking ball outside for ball two. Well, that's a PA announcement I thought I'd never hear. Please do not throw objects at the scoreboard. Seems pretty intuitive to do that. Just on its own. 2-0. Backstrom takes high for ball three, but as we saw over the weekend, sometimes you got to remind fans about some of the rules of the ballpark. Sure, you saw Guardians playing at Yankee Stadium. The outfielder was getting pelted with trash, debris at the end of the game. Full-scale fracas nearly broke out. The Yankees players themselves had to go out there to make sure that the fans stopped. It's an ugly scene. 3-0. Backstrom swings and fouls it at the plate. For strike one, got the green light, 3-0. It's never a bad idea for a struggling hitter like Backstrom, under 200 on the season. Take a rip, 3-0. Probably the best pitch you're going to get to hit in the at-bat. He has Paulini out at second, scoreless game, bottom of the third. Two outs. Davis trying to pitch out of the jam. Here it comes. Backstrom takes. Called strike. Throw back to second. Is into second. And staying at second, Paulini. As the pitch was a called strike, Backstrom thought it missed. And the count now full. So Backstrom will stay put at the plate. He thought that pitch missed well inside. So it's now a full count. Paulini still out at second. Not a bad idea from Hernandez there. Paulini was starting to dance away from the bag. Brian, easily the best throwing catcher that the Shorebirds have. He's thrown out four base runners this season in 12 tries. So 3-2 on Backstrom. No score, bottom three. Payoff pitch. Backstrom checks his swing, and the fastball is high, ball four. As Davis does indeed walk him. Puts two on with two out for Caleb Durbin. Not the guy Davis wants to face here. Durbin as hot as can be. Last week against Fayetteville, 6-for-18 with six driven in. And a three-hit game back on Sunday. But Davis hit him with his first pitch of the second. Two on, two out, the first pitch. Cutter on the outside corner for strike one. Durbin out of Division III, Washington University in St. Louis. It was a 14th round pick last year by the Braves. 0-1. Durbin swings and pops it up. Back beyond first. Second baseman Cullen calling for it. And shallow right makes the catch to retire Durbin. And Davis once more gets out of the jam. He has now stranded seven runners in this game. We go to the fourth. Still scoreless here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi, fans. This is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com Fan Zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also comes out and got the call both home and away at 4-3. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today, July 22nd through 25th, for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Mossy Creek Elementary, North Augusta Elementary, Parco Elementary.
We go to the top of the fourth. Still searching for our first run of the game. Shorebirds and Green Jackets scoreless, although they've done it in completely different fashions. Michel Desone stands in against Roy Bear Salinas in the first pitch. Desone, a hefty cut, comes up empty for strike one. Augusta has already stranded seven in this game. 0-1. Desone swings and misses. Slider down and away. It's 0-2. Shane Davis has forced Augusta to go 0-for-8 with runners in scoring position today. 0-2. Desone takes. He thought it was strike three. Sabrowski, the catcher, thought it was strike three. But Juan Gomez did not. And it's 1-2. Just off the inside corner, evidently. 1-2 pitch. Salinas misses high for ball two. While on the other hand, opposite Davis, Salinas has yet to allow a ball in play. He struck out nine and walked four. The pitch, strike three on the outside corner. That is now double digits for Roy Bear Salinas, the third time he's done that this season. His 10th of the game, as every out for the Shorebirds today has come by way of the strikeout. It is hard to describe how this has happened. It's the first pitch to Isaac De Leon's, a curveball that tumbles in low for ball one. We knew that the Shorebirds strike out a lot. We knew Salinas is a punch-out pitcher. 1-0. Fastball letter high for a called strike. But to see the two come to a head like this, and this be the result, otherworldly. 1-1. Heater up and away for ball two. It's what you would expect almost when you plug the two together and then hit enter on your calculator. This is what it would equal. 2-1. Fastball is low for ball three, but in the funny game of baseball, a lot of times what you expect is the last thing that ends up happening. But today we've gotten exactly what we would have expected. 3-1. Fastball inside, ball four, and De Leon walks for the second time today. De Leon, although he's struggled with the bat this season, making contact at times, he has shown to have a keen eye at the plate. Now 11 walks in the young season. Brings up Josue Cruz. Fifth walk issued by Salinas. That's a season high for him. Surpassing the four he issued to Fayetteville last week. Cruz from the left side in the first pitch. High and outside for ball one. The Augusta bullpen will spring back into action again. With Salinas and closing on 80 pitches here this afternoon. De Leon a short lead from first. Here it comes. And Cruz had a 12 o'clock ticket for a 10 o'clock train. Swings and misses. 1-1. Infield plays him to pull. Left side of the diamond, shaded up the middle. Kicking the 1-1. Fastball snipes the inside corner. It's 1-2. Give the Shorebirds a ton of credit here today on how hard they've made Salinas work. His control, although not great today, comes ready. His 1-2. Breaking ball down low, gets by Zabrowski, and up to second goes De Leon on the wild pitch. Kind of looked like Zabrowski and Salinas got crossed up there. And the Shorebirds with the runner in scoring position for the second time today. Count 2-2 on Cruz, but the Shorebirds have battled against Salinas. Fouling pitches off, making him work and making him earn his 10 strikeouts thus far. 2-2 pitch. Cruz takes fastball, called strike three, inside corner, letter high, 11 for Roy Bear Salinas here this morning. De Leon still out at second with two away now as Moises Ramirez will try to drive him in. Infield now plays straight up. Outfield shades Ramirez the other way. Salinas the stretch. Kicks and deals. And Ramirez fouls it back just over my head. Off the press box and back down into a screaming throng of kids. For strike one. That's the other thing about this ballpark here. We mentioned the netting not extended very far down the lines. Well, it's not very high behind home plate either. 0-1. Ramirez tags it deep down the left field line, but that'll hook foul up into the concourse, 0-2. That's the best hit ball the Shorebirds have had today, and it actually broke Ramirez's bat. Came off the end of it, get a new piece of lumber. Tells you about how well Salinas has been throwing today. But the netting behind home, not all too tall, because I'm no more than probably about 100 feet from home plate, and the fact that a ball could potentially get over the net and into my booth, it's pretty wild. Yikes. Two outs, top of the fourth, no score. De Leon at second. Salinas the set. Kicks and deals. Fastball is high for ball one. This may very well be Salinas' final batter. Now at 83 pitches here this morning. 1-2 on its way. And Ramirez swings and misses. Salinas sets him down. He's through four innings. He hasn't allowed a ball in play. He's walked five in the interim, but he's struck out 12. And we're still scoreless as we go to the bottom of the fourth here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving.
Bottom of the fourth. It's Delmarva nothing and Augusta nothing. Here from SRP Park, Sam Jelinek with you, as the Shorebirds have not put a ball in play through four innings. They have struck out 12 times, they've walked five times. Shane Davis, on the other hand, has allowed a hit, a couple of walks, four of them a season high. First pitch to Brandon Parker, misses for ball one, but Shane has managed to strand seven aboard. Augusta has gone 0 for 8 with runners in scoring position, 1-0. Fastball popped up, center of the diamond. Shortstop De Leon calling for it. He drifts back onto the outfield grass and makes the catch. For the first down here in the fourth, Parker falls to 0 for 1. But Shane with five strikeouts has worked around jams in every inning, stranding multiple runners on. As he has grinded through this start, this has been gutsy from Shane Davis. In doing it in the morning on little rest in this heat, not an easy thing to do. Here's Caden Morton, the ninth place hitter. Davis's first pitch slider is high for ball one. Hugo Beltran has started to get loose out in the Shorebirds bullpen. Looks like he'll come on when Shane's day is done. 1-0. Fastball pops the mid outside corner for strike one. Quick scoreboard update for you, and there's not really much of an update to give, at least around the Carolina League. 1-1. Morton swings and fouls it back out of play, 1-2. Morton struck out looking his first time up. Shorebirds and Green Jackets are the only early game here today across the Carolina League. Everybody else will get going later today between 6 and 7. Right on right matchup. Here's the 1-2. And Morton swings and misses. Can't lay off the cheddar upstairs. Davis with his sixth strikeout of the game. That's now a season high for him. And he has his chance for his first 1-2-3 inning of the game. And Geraldo Quintero is 0 for 2. Switch hitter bats left. Open stance. First pitch. It's up high for ball one. This may very well be it for Shane this afternoon. Due to the bevy of base runners, his pitch count approaching 70 now. 1-0. Curveball snaps onto the inside corner. 1-1. But given that Shane went 76 his last time out, might be a chance for him to go deeper into this outing. 1-1. Backdoor breaking ball finds it unlocked, and it's 1-2 on Quintero. Hitting under 200 now at 196. Squats at the plate, open stance. Bright red batting gloves, the 1-2, and he serves it foul out of play. Third base side, 1-2. Davis looking for his first 1-2-3 inning of the game. Lined up in the 1-2 again. Breaking ball stroked in the air to right, chasing Tavares back towards the corner. He's able to reel it in on the run for the final out here in the fourth. Shane Davis with his first clean inning of the game sends us to the fifth and still a scoreless game here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For your mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Top of the fifth, scoreless here between the Shorebirds and the Green Jackets. And we've got a TechNet call to the bullpen, our first of the game for Augusta. Roy Barcelinas done after four innings, four wild, wacky, I don't even know how to describe it, superb, eccentric, amazing, while still simultaneously baffling. He goes four no-hit innings, walks five. First pitch to Brian Hernandez is up and away for ball one. Strikes out 12. That's not even a season high for him. Shorebirds don't put a ball in play against him. 1-0. Hernandez fouls it away for strike one. He is relieved by J.J. Negro. Yep, of that very same Negro family. We'll get to that in just a little bit. Negro, the righty into his wind, the pitch, Hernandez rolls it on the ground to first, and it's booted by the first baseman Backstrom through his legs, backed up by the second baseman Durbin, but he has no play at first, and on the first ball put in play here today by the Shorebirds, it results in an error. And Hernandez safely aboard at first to kick off the fifth. I guess you go four innings without having a ball put in play at all, you might get a little lost over in the field, eyes get a little bit glazed. Now the top of the order, here's Greg Cullen to face Negro. On the season, Negro making his fourth outing. He's 1-0. First pitch, backdoor breaking ball for strike one. Has not allowed a run yet in 11 and a third. Struck out 14, the rest of his family. JJ, not a knuckleballer. Fastball, changeup, slider, and then a bit more of a sweeping slider as well. 0-1, fastball is high for ball one. 24 years old, out of Florida Southern College. Comes set at the belt. 6 foot tall righty, the 1-1. And Cullen lines it into left field. That's down for a base hit. Cut off in the alley by the left fielder Mesquita. Up to second goes Hernandez. It's the throw back in, cut off. And the Shorebirds with their first ball. It falls for a base hit. Greg Cullen continues his good rehab stint. Now 6 for 20, here with the Shorebirds. Simple piece of hitting there. So lining it the other way. There's two on with nobody out now for Ryan Higgins. Higgins 0 for 2. And I think this is just a big morale boost for the Shorebirds, seeing Salinas out of the game. Two on, nobody out. The first pitch. Higgins swings and fouls it back to the top of the net. Strike one. Middle infield at double play depth. Outfield shades Higgins the other way. Ryan looking to snap a skid. Went 0 for 4 back on Sunday. That snapped a 10 game on base streak. 0-1. Slider freezes him on the outside corner. 0-2. Negro last time out on the 16th at Myrtle Beach, went 4 and a third scoreless. tired 9 Pelicans in a row at one point. The pitch, Higgins swings and misses. He's down on strikes for the third time today. And that's the first out here in the fifth. Runners remain at first and second here in a scoreless game. So I'll bring up Daryl Hernandez. Like we said, since Daryl went out of the game last Thursday against Myrtle Beach, the Shorebirds' offense has been pretty anemic. To the drink. Trying to do that here. First pitch. Slider on the outside black for strike one. Two on, one out. No score at top of the fifth. Hernandez leads the Shorebirds in most offensive categories. Homers, RBIs, average, on base percentage. The 0-1. Hernandez late on the fastball, swings and misses, and it's 0-2. Florida Southern, where Necro went and played, was where J.J.'s half-brother Lance, former major leaguer, actually is the head coach. 0-2. Hernandez takes a slider down the dirt for ball one. And if memory serves correct here, Florida Southern is the same alma mater of one Jacob Teeter. Former Shorebird from last year, now with the Ironbirds. Really stellar Division II school. 1-2 on Hernandez. Here it comes. Fastball's outside and the count's even. Two on, one out. Shorebirds trying to strike first here in the fifth. Necro wearing high black socks. Gusta with the green caps today. Takes a look to second, the 2-2. Hernandez takes a called strike three. Fastball outside half. Daryl knew it as he's retired for the first time today after walking twice. And after the first two reach against Necro, he's set down back-to-back with punch-outs. And it'll be up to Davis Tavares to try to cash in this opportunity. Davis has struck out twice today, both times against Salinas. Necro set his first pitch. Slider bounced in. Great block by Sobrowski for ball one. And Necro was signed as an undrafted free agent after this last year's draft by the Braves. JJ, the son of the late Joe Necro, Phil's brother, won 221 games as a pitcher in his 21-year Major League career. Harris swings, hits a bouncer towards the right side. Second baseman Durbin to his left picks it up and throws to first to retire Tavares and end the inning. Shorebirds threaten, putting the first two on, but strand them there. And we're halfway home. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Still scoreless here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing, or look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Bottom of the fifth, still no score between Delmarva and Augusta as we have a TechNet call to the bullpen. Shane Davis done after four shutout innings. He ends on a high note by retiring the final four that he faces as he hands the ball off to Hugo Beltran. 2, 3, and 4. Middle by Conley off the glove of De Leon. He picks it up but has no play at first. And Conley safe at first base to begin the inning. We'll see whether or not they gave that an error on De Leon. It would be his second of the game. As he looked to have that ball in stride, but it just popped out of his glove, and it looks like they have given him an error on that hard liner up the middle. So Conley safely aboard at first, actually reaches on the error for the second time today. And that brings up Stephen Paulini. In the first pitch, it's down the dirt, blocked by Hernandez, scampers out to his left and is able to hold Conley at first. Just got out of his reach. So Conley aboard at first on E6, second time today he's reached on that. Now 0 for 3. Paulini 1 for 1 with a gift double his last time up. Looked like a foul ball down the left field line on a ground ball, but was ruled fair. First pitch, or 1-0 rather, swung on and missed, 1-1. Runner at first, nobody out, bottom of the fifth. Davis to wrap up his line here. Goes 4 innings of shutout baseball, 1 hit, no runs, 4 walks. Season-high 6 strikeouts. Beltran from the set is 1-1. And Paulini foul tips it, held on to by Hernandez, 1-2. Moving at a rapid pace here in the bottom of the fifth. Beltran not wasting any time. Hugo 6-1, 190, right-handed arm. Cutter, sinker, and slider for him. Occasionally a changeup as well. 1-2. Looked like the changeup there. Missed outside to Paulini. 2-2. Kids starting to get a little bit more antsy here at the ballpark. Scoreless game. Shorebirds and Green Jackets here in game one. Throw over to first and back in with a dive is Conley. It's either that or, given that we started at 11 a.m., caffeinated drinks and soda that I assume they've all been drinking here finally starting to take effect. Final half of this game, 2-2. Fastball is high for ball three. Beltran joined the Shorebirds back on the 15th, making his fourth appearance now. No record, a 4.50 ERA. 4 innings, he struck out 4, walked 1. 7 hits, 2 earned runs. High set, runner takes off from first, and the pitch is fouled away. We stay with a full count. Hugo out of Barranquilla, Colombia, originally signed by the Dodgers back in 2019, and then was traded last summer to the Orioles in exchange for cash considerations. Throw over to first, and Conley back in with the dive. On the season, Conley 5-for-6 in stolen bases. Full count on Paulini, no score, bottom of the fifth. Error started the frame. Beltran trying to work around it. Middle infield at double play deck. Ramirez even with the bag at third. Here's the pitch. Runner goes again, and Paulini pops it in the air down the left field line. Long run for Higgins towards the sidewall. Can't get there in time. Drops in foul. We stay with the full count. If Higgins wanted to, I don't think he would have gotten it anyways, but he could have laid out. But that's where the limited foul territory plus that sidewall that creeps in towards the foul line really restricts you. If you lay out for that, you're going head first into a wall and really risking your body. So still 3-2 on Paulini. Here's the pitch. Runner stays put, and the pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. Beltran with his first strikeout out of the pen. And there's one away here in the fifth. We had mentioned the Shorebirds and the Green Jackets, the only ones active here in the Carolina League this morning. Well, across Birdlands, everybody except Aberdeen actually playing morning games here today. And the first pitch from Beltran's in the outside corner for strike one. Bowie on the road at Richmond, currently being shut out 4-0 right now in the top of the sixth. Norfolk and Gwinnett just about to get underway. 0-1, Zabrowski swings and pops it up. Foul ground, third base side. Ramirez loses his cap, tries to settle under it, and makes the play just on the edge of the warning track. for the second out of the inning. I'm not sure why he decided to knock his cap off, given the high sky and the sun. But whatever makes it work, and there's two away. Conley still at first. No score, bottom of the fifth. Brings up Brandel Mesquita, 0 for 2, two strikeouts. Both times set down by Davis. Man at first, two outs. Beltran high set the pitch. Cutter misses up and in for ball one. Hugo high Black Sox with sterling white cleats. Can't imagine those will stay white for long. Infield, outfield, straight up, straight away. Throw over to first, and Conley back in with the dive. Mesquita off to a good start here this season. He was a name Baseball America brought up during their Braves Top 10 Prospects chat. Who could make a big impact this year? 1-0. Swung on and dribbled to the backstop, 1-1. Last year down the FCL, Mesquita, 42 games at 308, three homers, 15 stolen bases. Good tools both sides of the ball. Already a good understanding of the game at a young age. Right now, still just 20. Won't turn 21 till July. Has a man at first, two outs. No score, bottom five. Here's the pitch. And Mesquita cracks it into the air to center. Chasing Deson back, still going back. It's over his head and goes all the way to the wall. Racing around third, coming in to score is Conley. Mesquita on his way to third. And he'll be in with a feet first line as the throw waits. And RBI triple for Brandel Mesquita. And the Green Jackets lead it 1-0 here in the fifth. Kind of looked like Deson slow played that ball out in center. As he reached up with the glove, he was more gliding back than sprinting to a spot. So I thought he had a chance to reel that one in, but it got over his head. He went to the deepest part of the yard in that left center field gap where the outfield wall juts out even further. And it's 1-0 Green Jackets breaking the scoreless deadlock. First pitch to Mekhi Backstrom is down low for ball one. That'll be an unearned run, by the way, on Beltran. Any run, the rest of the inning will be unearned. Conley reached on the error, came around to score. Backstrom from the left side, the 1-0. Fastball up and away for ball two. For Mesquita, that's his first triple of the season, his second extra base hit. Backstrom 0 for 1. He struck out and walked. And at third, two outs. Belcher on the set. Here's the pitch. And Backstrom swings and misses, just threw the fastball by him. Strike one. Backstrom, big imposing frame from the left side, 6'5", 220. Hands held high. Beltran now set at the belt. Here's the pitch. Throws in a cutter inside corner for strike two. Not sure why Beltran has mixed up where he's coming set at. With the runner at first, he was at a high set. Now with the man at third, he's coming set near the belt. At the belt again, the 1-2. And Backstrom swings and fouls it off the toe. The catcher, Hernandez, stays alive. So 1-2 on Backstrom with a man at third, two outs. 1-0 Green Jackets, bottom five. Here it comes. And Backstrom tags into the air straight away, center again. Deson going back, circling around it, makes the catch as the wind played tricks on him there, blowing out towards left. Is able to reel it in and end the inning. Augusta on the board first, though. RBI triple for Brandel Mesquita. And we go to the sixth. It's now Augusta 1 and Delmarva nothing here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Shore Birds Kids Club presented by Maui Jacks Water Park is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shore Birds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jacks Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shore Birds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Top of the stick, Shorever is now in the hole against Augusta. Green Jackets with an RBI two-out triple. From Randall Mesquita, take the lead in the bottom of the fifth. And the Shorebirds have to strand two aboard against J.J. Necro in the fifth. They'll get their second crack at the righty here with 5, 6, and 7 due up. DeSone, De Leon, and Cruz here in the frame. We'd mentioned at the start of the game the wind had not been a factor, but now it is really blowing strong out towards left. Both the flags in right center blowing out that way, and then you can see the bunting. First pitch to DeSone's on the outside corner for strike one from Necro. The bunting that adorns the left field wall is being thrown all around. 0-1. About a 50-foot breaking ball. Bounces to the backstop for ball one. So anything up in the air now will be a real adventure for all involved. Count even at one on DeSone, kicking off the sixth. He's 0-2 with two strikeouts. Wind up in the 1-1. DeSone, it's a tapper towards first, wide of the bag. First baseman Backstrom gloves and flips to Necro at the bag for the 3-1 putout to start off the sixth. Just seen three combined hits in the game. Shorebirds have struck out 14 times, 12 of them from Roybert Salinas. So he went four no-hit innings, walking five, and didn't allow a single ball in play. Brings up Isaac De Leon. No official at-bat yet. He's walked twice. Necro from the third base side of the rubber. Kicks and deals. Misses down low with the slider for ball one. Outfield shades De Leon the other way. Infield straight up. 1-0. Fastball in the outside corner. 1-1. Last time Necro was out on the mound, we were talking a little bit about his family connections. Obviously, here in the Braves organization. 1-1. Off the hands, De Leon fouls it away, 1-2. Playing for the same club that his uncle made his name with. 1-2. Slider outside, and the count's even at 2. Phil Necro, Major League Hall of Famer, knuckleballer. 318 wins in his career. The pitch, fastball up and in for ball 3. Phil spent 20 years with the Milwaukee/Atlanta Braves. And then JJ's half-brother Lance was actually picked in the second round of the Giants back in 2000. 3-1. De Leon gets under one and pops it in the air down the right field line. First baseman Backstrom gives it a look, but it's off the top of the netting. Counts full. Necro brothers and their amazing knuckleballs. Not passed on, though, here to JJ. He's got a good fastball, good slider combination. 3-2 pitch to De Leon. And he takes high ball four as he walks for the third time today. Salinas walked him twice. Now Niekro walks him the first time he faces him. The Shorebirds have the tying run aboard for Josue Cruz. Cruz, a better series against Myrtle Beach last week. He was 4-for-19 with a double and four driven in. Came into today hitting an even 200. One homer, six driven in. Slide step in the pitch. Tying outside for ball one. Said it before, with Cruz at the plate, Augusta tries to shift in as much as they can. Shortstop Conley behind the second base bag. Third baseman Quintero basically playing the 5.5 hole. The pitch. Cruz cues it on the ground into the Green Jackets dugout. Third base side. 1-1. Dugouts here, same positioning as in Delmarva. Home team on the third base side. Visiting team on the first base side. 1-1. Cruz fouls it off, straight back. Down the count, 1-2. Niekro has allowed one hit, one walk, two strikeouts. Through now an inning and a third out of the bullpen, relieving Salinas. Only hit of the game for the Shorebirds was Greg Cullen's single back in the fifth. Trailing 1-0, top six. The pitch. And Cruz rolls it on the ground towards the hole right side. Flagged down by the second baseman, Durbin. He throws to first to get Cruz. Nifty play from Durbin, ranging far to his left. Able to make the play. Up to second goes De Leon. He'll be there with two away for Moises Ramirez. That's the benefit of shifting as much as you can. Durbin not positioned up the middle as you'd expect for a double play chance. Instead was playing Cruz to pull. Pays dividends. Man at second, the tying run, two outs, and the pitch to Ramirez. It's down low for ball one. Moises 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. Stuck in some kind of rut. 0-for-19. The pitch. Swings and fouls it back, 1-1. He came closest to getting a hit off of Salinas during his last at-bat in the fourth. With De Leon out at second, same situation, two outs. Lined it down the left field line, but it hooked foul. Right-handed batter, spread out in the box. The 1-1. Swung on, foul tipped, held on to by Zabrowski. Throw back to second, and diving back in, De Leon on the snap throw from the catcher. And it's 1-2. Shorebirds down one zip, top of the sixth. Trying to get their offense going. After averaging just 3.5 runs last week. Shut out so far today. The 1-2. Ramirez swings and misses. Slams his bat against the ground as he chases the fastball up and out of the zone. And Niekro strands a runner out at second here in the sixth. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Birds down 1-0 here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network. Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to shorebirds.com for more information.
America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. Unique view. Everything inside is air ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every
every Saturday in the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva Today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshortbirds.com.
Still a 1-0 lead for the Green Jackets as we go to the bottom of the sixth here from SRP Park. Sam Jelinek with you here on Tuesday afternoon from North Augusta, South Carolina. Caleb Durbin leads it off for the Green Jackets, and he swings at the first pitch from Hugo Beltran. Flies in the air down the left field line. Long run for Ryan Higgins, and the left fielder gets there as he crosses into foul territory to record the first out here in the sixth. A fine play by Higgins, especially with the wind blowing straight out to left field. That ball was being pushed further and further away from him, but he stayed with it the entire time. And Ryan, in college, actually mostly played the infield, but he has looked a natural in the outfield to start his pro career. Now Brandon Parker, after Durbin's retired, in the first pitch from Beltran, slider misses just down and in for ball one. Ryan had actually said he's now got 3 outfield assists already this season. He didn't have one, not in Little League, not anywhere, prior to this year. The pitch, Beltran misses with the cutter in, or at least that's where they say it misses for ball two. Brandon Parker, the DH, hitting here, is 0-for-1, has walked and popped out to short. Right-handed batter, base is empty, Beltran the stretch and the pitch. He misses inside again for ball three. Parker came into today hitting an even 200, no homers, no RBIs. He does have a double and a triple. Right on right matchup, the 3-0. On the outside corner for a called strike. I think it's become apparent through the many times we've now seen Juan Gomez, the home plate umpire this season and today, is that he will not give the inside corner, but will give the outside edge. 3-1. Broken back grounder by the dive of Ramirez at third and on into left field. Ramirez was playing towards the line, tried to slide over to his left. Couldn't flag it down, though, and Parker with a one-out base hit here in the sixth. Now bring up Caden Morton, ninth place hitter for the Green Jackets. He's 0-for-2 tonight. 2 strikeouts, 1 looking, 1 swinging. 1-0 Augusta, bottom of the sixth. Shorebirds have been held to just 1 hit. They have been able to draw 5 walks. Beltran back to the high set with the man at first. Here's the pitch. Cutter on the outside corner for strike one. Middle infield at double play depth. Wind, like we said, going right to left across the diamond. The pitch misses inside for ball one. Out beyond the outfield walls, there's actually another flag well out on the other side of the river. That's one of the cool things here at SRP Park, right on the riverfront. Throw over to first and back into it, back into the bag with a dive is Parker. This ballpark, the crown jewel of really nice building development. Right on the riverfront, call it the River Walk. Bunch of offices, shopping, restaurants. The pitch. Morton out in front, swings and misses at the slider 1-2. And he crossed the bridge to actually get to the ballpark over the river. It's not quite PNC Park-esque when you're walking over the Roberto Clemente Bridge, but it evokes that kind of memory. The yard itself is kind of nestled into everything. 1-2. Morton cracks it on the ground to third. Ramirez has it hit off his chest, picks it up, throws across the diamond, not in time. E5 on Ramirez as he committed 3 back on Sunday. Got handcuffed there. And there's 2 on with 1 away, the 3rd error of the game for the Shorebirds. Parker goes up to second safely on what could have been a double play ball. Not sure you're going to get Morton on the turn anyways with his speed. On the top of the order, and Geraldo Quintero, he's 0-for-3. Bats from the left side. And Beltran took too long to deliver home, and a ball has been added to the count. And honestly, I'm shocked here, but they have given Morton a hit on that botched grounder from Ramirez. That just simply is not a base hit, but that's the way they're going to rule it. The pitch on the outside corner for strike one. If anything, De Leon's error against Conley that led off the fifth, I would argue, is more of a hit than what Morton just had there, but hometown scoring. Runner starts to take off from second, darts back to the bag. Beltran delivers home. It's lined to first, speared by Cruz. He steps on the first base bag, doubles off Morton, and the inning is over. Nearly a catastrophic double steal orchestrated by Augusta. As Parker was already taking off from second, darted back to the bag. Beltran threw home, and Quintero lines into the double play to end the inning. It's a scoreless sixth. We go to the seventh. Shorebirds down 1-0 here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are for family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Top of the seventh, Shorebirds still trailing the Augusta Green Jackets 1-0 here from SRP Park. Brian Hernandez leads it off against J.J. Niekro in the first pitch. Hernandez swings, hits a dribbler towards the right side. First baseman Backstrom to his right, gloves it, and flips to first to retire Hernandez for the first down here in the seventh. Hernandez falls to 0-3. Lineup flips the top down with Greg Cullen. Shorebirds held just one hit today. That was Cullen's base hit back in the fifth. He's 1-2. Left-handed batter continuing his rehab stint here with the Shorebirds. Niekro the windup and the pitch. Fastball down the middle for strike one. Daniel Lloyd starting to get loose out in the Shorebirds bullpen. Beltran might be done after two innings. 0-1. Cullen takes on the outside corner. It's 0-2. Niekro wasting no time back on top of the hill. Third base side of the rubber. Steps into his windup, the pitch. And Cullen fouls it back. Stays alive. Infield chips for him ever so slightly. Third baseman Quintero way off the line. Shortstop Conley up the middle. Birds down 1-0. One out top of the seventh. Cullen chokes up the pitch. He swings and hits it in the air to left, chasing Mesquita back, and he reaches up, nearly has it go over his head, but comes down with it for the second out of the inning. That wind playing serious tricks on Brandel Mesquita in left, as he nearly carried the ball over his head, but with the make the catch, and there's two away. Brings up Ryan Higgins, 0-3, three strikeouts today. Wind up and the pitch. Higgins takes high for ball one. Ryan has just been so close to breaking out this season, fouling off a lot of pitches straight back. He's not barreling balls up consistently yet. The pitch. Slider is high for ball two. Shorebirds down 1-0, top of the seventh, as the Birds' offense continues. He's stuck in neutral here over the past week. The pitch. Fouled straight back. Counts 2-1. Although Delmarva wasn't shut out last week, there was a stretch of games where they didn't score more than three runs. 2-1. Slider up and in for ball three. Now it's only broken by Sunday's game where they were able to plate four. But even in that contest, they only had five hits and stranded just two runners aboard. The 3-1. Higgins lay on the fastball. Swings and misses 3-2. Since they stranded only two, they really milked all that they could out of their base runners in that game. As outside of the innings where they scored, they were set down in order six times. Payoff pitch. Higgins fouls it up and over the netting behind home. Stays alive. Shorebirds trying to avoid their sixth straight loss. Haven't had a six-game losing streak since 2018. Payoff again. Higgins fouls it just to our right. Wide of the netting, up on top of the roof. And we stay 3-2. Necro gets his sign. 3-2 again. Higgins checks his swing, but he went around, says the home plate umpire Juan Gomez. Higgins wants an appeal. He won't get it. He's down on strikes for the fourth time today. And that'll do it for the Birds here in the seventh. It's time to stretch. Shorebirds down 1-0 here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Kelly. Welcome to Shorebird. Action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Kelly on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Manny Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Still a 1-0 deficit for the Shorebirds as we go to the bottom of the seventh. Hugo Beltran done after two innings out of the bullpen as on this TechNet call to the bullpen. Daniel Lloyd replaces him. Right now, Hugo on the hook for the loss today. Allowed an unearned run on two hits, no walks, one strikeout. Lloyd replaces him here to start the seventh. Has 2-3-4 due up. Cal Conley leads it off. Hits from the left side and takes the first pitch high for ball one. Daniel appearing for the first time since the 22nd against Myrtle Beach. That was Friday night. Allowed one run on two hits that night. The pitch down and in for ball two. On the season, Daniel has been very effective. No record, but a 1.50 ERA. Making his fifth appearance. From the stretch is 2-0. Conley fouls it away, 2-1. In six innings, he struck out nine, walked three, allowed just one run on four hits. 14th round pick of the Orioles back last year out of South Carolina. A little bit of a homecoming tour this week. 2-1. Conley swings and misses. Cutter up in the zone, and the count's even 2-2. Obviously, this week playing on the Augusta side, or rather the South Carolina side of Augusta. And the next week, he'll actually be back home fully. Conley chokes up the 2-2, and he fouls away the pitch left field side. Stays alive. When the Shorebirds go to Columbia, the home of South Carolina, the Gamecocks. Daniel actually got to play at Segra Stadium in his college days. 2-2. Conley, a high chopper off the plate towards the right side. Charging in Cohen. Fields throws to first in time to retire Conley. A fine play by Cohen there. Having to field and throw in one motion. able to retire Conley on the high chopper. One away here in the seventh. Shorebird still down, one zip. Lloyd right-handed arm, 6'3", 232. Four-pitch mix, fastball, cutter, slurve, and splitter. From the stretch with nobody on, set just above the belt, the first pitch to Stephen Paolini is up and away for ball one. Left-handed batter, Shorebirds set the shortstop, De Leon up the middle. 1-0. Paolini fouls it back, 1-1. Not a whole lot of offense here in this game. We're scoreless after four. Augusta got on the board in the bottom of the fifth. Two-out RBI triple for Brantle Mesquita. The pitch. High for ball two. Two balls and strike. Here's the pitch. Paolini takes on the inside corner. The count now even at 2-2. Lloyd to the back of the mound, stretches himself out a little bit. Probably be trying to bring this one home for Delmarva. See whether or not Birds can take the lead if he'd have the ninth as well. 2-2. Paolini fouls it back. Got a good rip in. Shorebird's bullpen this season at times has been good, but at times has also been atrocious. There really has been no middle ground for the Shorebird's bullpen. They've either been able to string together 5, 6, 7 consecutive scoreless innings. 2-2, called strike three. Fastball inside corner freezes Paolini. And Lloyd with his first strikeout out of the bullpen. Two away here in the seventh. Augusta still on top, 1-0. There have been nights like last Wednesday against Myrtle Beach, that 10-run sixth inning. Or there have been other times where, like this past Sunday, where the Shorebirds bullpen first pitch to Adam Zabrowski is fouled back and out of play for strike one. Was able to manufacture 8 1/3 innings, allowing just 3 runs, 2 earned. So you never know what you're going to get. You know that it'll be on either end of the spectrum to the extreme. 2 outs, nobody on the pitch. Zabrowski tries to lay off, but he went around on a slider down and away. It's 0-2. Zabrowski out of Division III St. John Fisher's College. Near and dear to my heart, up in Rochester, New York. Nearly hit for the Division III Triple Crown while he was in college. 0-2. Slider is low for ball one. Orioles themselves, very familiar with the D3 level. Ryan Long from Pomona Pitzer, Toby Welk out of Penn State Berks. 1-2. Slurve in the dirt. Zabrowski lays off 2-2. You really find a lot of gems at that level if you look hard enough. Always worth mining every avenue you can. Never know what you'll come up with. 1-0 Augusta, bottom seven. 2 outs, nobody on, and the 2-2. Zabrowski hits a hard grounder back through the box and into center, a base hit. Lloyd kicks the get away from him there. And Zabrowski with his first hit of the game, he's 1-for-3. I'll bring up Brandel Mesquita. Fourth at bat for him. He's 1-for-3 with an RBI triple. Right now, the difference in the game. 1-0 Augusta, bottom seven. And at first, 2 outs. Right on right matchup, the pitch. Cutter misses outside for ball one. Mesquita now with 11 RBIs in the season. And Mesquita's last name, spelled M-E-Z-Q-U-I-T-A, brings back fond memories of one Curvin Mesquite. 1-0. This is down and outside for ball two. Curvin, member of the Shorebirds, most recently 2018. In his final year, he was with Delmarva before moving on to the Frederick Keys, eventually got released, but Curvin was always a fan favorite. 2-0. This is downstairs, and Lloyd down the count 3-0 on Mesquita. 2 outs, man at first. It's 1-0 Augusta. Zabrowski, very short lead at first. Here's the pitch. Fastball. That outside corner closed for work for Daniel Void there. So that's ball four. Hopefully, umpire Juan Gomez has given that pretty consistently today, but not that time to Lloyd. And there's two on and two out now for Mekhi Backstrom. Backstrom 0 for 2. Nearly drove in a run himself his last time up. Flying out to center. He chased Deson back a good ways. Left-handed batter, the first pitch. Fastball in the outside corner for strike one. Lloyd retired the first two of the inning. Zebrowski a single. Mesquita a walk. Now Backstrom. The 0-1. Counts even at one. One-one. Backstrom swings and misses. Good darting slurve down and in. Backstrom never stood a chance. It's one and two. Two on, two out. Lloyd trying to keep it a one-run game. Shorebirds trail here in the seventh. And to correct myself from earlier, they have now given Morton an error on his ball last inning. 1-2. Dribbled foul up the first base side by Backstrom, able to stay alive. That was Caden Morton, who grounded to third, was booted by Ramirez. At first, they gave it a hit. They have since taken that back. It is now an E5 on Moises Ramirez, his first of the game. Three errors today for Delmarva after committing five back on Sunday. Two on, two out. Lloyd battling with Backstrom, trying to strand two more aboard. And now Backstrom calls time and steps out. Augusta has stranded nine today and gone 0 for 10 with runners in scoring position. Shorebirds not much better, 0 for 7, having stranded 8. Lloyd readies up. 1-2 pitch. Slider called, strike 3. Outside corner freezes Backstrom, and Lloyd works around the 2-out trouble to pitch a scoreless 7th. We go to the 8th. Shorebirds still down 1-0 here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Delaney, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can. MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Go to Shorebirds.com, fan zone, and click on the Shorebirds YouTube broadcast page. Purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. Also has the Shorebirds audio stream. Sam Delaney on the call, both home and away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Top of the eighth, Shorebirds still in a 1-0 hole here against the Augusta Green Jackets, game one of this series. 3-4-5 due up for the Shorebirds against J.J. Necro. Danced around a little trouble back in the sixth, but then pitched a 1-2-3 seventh. Hernandez winds his first pitch to Darryl, is fouled straight back right above us, and then back down into the crowd. For strike one, Hernandez in his return to the lineup. First action since last Thursday, 0 for 1. The pitch. Slider on the outside corner. It's quickly 0-2. Darryl trying to jumpstart something here for the Birds. Just one hit today. 0-2. Hernandez. It's a two-hopper out to short. Conley on the backhand gloves and throws to first to retire Hernandez. Darryl chugging down the line. Retired. for the first down here in the eighth. So that brings up Davis Tavares, 0-3 today, two strikeouts, a ground out to second. Here's the pitch. Slider misses outside for ball one. Davis right-handed batter, Necro working quickly the pitch. And Tavares, a hefty swing, fouls it back, 1-1. Davis with blonde dreadlocks peeking out the back of his helmet. I have to imagine those are bleached a little bit. His facial hair is actually black. The pitch. It's up high for ball two. Distinctive look for Davis. For a distinctive guy. Davis very fun-loving. Has started to lean more into his speed. 2-1. Up high for ball three. A couple of times, he hasn't had a chance to actually swipe a base yet. He has one stolen base where he stole third. But he's been dancing off of second a good deal more. 3-1. Tavares chases a pitch up and in and fouls it back. Counts full. He says he's just having fun out there. He knows he's a little bit faster this year for a guy who really hasn't stolen all too many bases. 3-2 pitch. Tavares able to spoil it. Fouls it back out of play. We stay at 3-2. One out. Top of the eighth. Some rain actually starting to fall. A little dribbles from the sky. Payoff again. And Tavares cracks it in the air to deep left field. Mesquita looks up, and that'll be a home run. Davis Tavares, a solo homer off the fencing on top of the wall. Kicks back in play, but he ties us at one here in the eighth with a line shot out to left. The outfield wall here at SRP Park, about 15, 20 feet high. And then there's the metal railing. But the yellow line at the top of the wall, not the railing. It hit off the railing. Got out of here in a blink of an eye. We're tied at one here in the eighth. It's the first home run for the Shorebirds since last Wednesday. For Davis, his second of the season. And now the rain is falling down so hard that we're actually going to pause play. And Tavares' homer becomes a big sticking point because it just tied the game. So the skies have opened. We'll try to get the tarp on the field here super quickly. As we're tied at one and we go into a weather delay. We'll see how long we're in it. But the forecast the rest of the day is less than ideal. But right now this is just a sun shower looking over top of us. But if I had to guess, looking from the outside in might not be very ideal. Over top our heads, there are a bit more gray clouds working their way towards the field. And the Augusta staff will try to get this tarp on in a hurry. We're now tied at one. So we'll go ahead for now and pause the broadcast. And hopefully we'll be able to resume sometime soon. We'll keep you abreast of everything on social media, so stay tuned there. But for now, Davis Tavares has just tied us at one with a solo homer. And we'll go ahead, take hopefully not too long a break, and be back sometime later today, hopefully, with the rest of this contest. So, tied at one, top eight, we're in a weather delay. Be back sometime soon. This is Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network. Opened up, and it just absolutely dumped rain here for about a 5-10 minute stretch that made it look like we weren't sure if we were going to be able to resume this game, and now the skies aren't exactly clear. It's still pretty overcast overhead, but right now the sun is coming through. So we're going to try and wrap this one up. We're in the top of the eighth, one out. Sam Jelinek here with you from North Augusta, South Carolina. Now on the mound for the Augusta Green Jackets is one Benjamin Dumb. He takes over for J.J. Necro. Necro was the one on the mound who allowed the homer to Davis Tavares, his second of the season. So Necro goes 3 1/3, allows the one run on two hits, one walk, four strikeouts. He will not be a factor in the decision today as he hands the ball off to Dumb on this tech net called the bullpen. So for the Shorebirds, looks like Daniel Lloyd will actually be coming out for the bottom of the eighth. He really wasn't interrupted, obviously, because he was in the dugout. He's out throwing again in the bullpen. Either he's doing that just to get his rest of his work in, or he'll come back out for the bottom of the eighth. But anyways, we are now tied at one after Davis Tavares' home run. And now Ben Dumb on the mound for the Green Jackets. Right-handed arms wearing the high, very dark green, maybe they're black socks, white cleats. Works in the stretch with nobody on, and Michael Deson stands in the box to get this game back underway. First pitch of the resumption. It's a slider down the middle for strike one. Deson in today's game, he's 0 for 3, two strikeouts and a ground out. Second delay that we've had this season, the first since game two of the year. The pitch is on the outside corner for strike two, actually since the first game of the year, beg my pardon, when it was actually Deson at the plate and lost the grip on his bat, went flying with the rain. Umpires decided to stop play for the time being. 0-2. Deson breaks his bat on a dribbler towards first. Next to the bag, Backstrom picks it up and tags. There's now two away here in the eighth. Tied at one between the Shorebirds and the Green Jackets. Ben Dumb, 6 feet tall, 215 pounds, 25 years old. Went to school at VCU, Virginia Commonwealth, making his second appearance of the season. First one went just about as good as he could have hoped for. Three shutout innings, two hits, no walks, four strikeouts. First pitch to Isaac De Leon's on the outside corner for strike one. Two outs, nobody on. We're all tied at one now. Shorebirds, one run, two hits, three errors. Augusta, one run, four hits, and one error here today. Down the stretch and the pitch. Fastball just a little bit high. And the count even on a ball and strike. Doesn't look like any other changes here for Augusta. He's coming back into the field. And for the Shorebirds, like I said, it looks like Daniel Lloyd will come back out for the eighth. The pitch. De Leon swings and misses out in front. He's down on the count 1-2. De Leon, no official at bat today. He's walked three times. Dumb originally signed a contract with the Minnesota Twins back in 2019. Was released, picked up by the Braves. The pitch, De Leon bounds it on the ground to third. Back of the bag, Quintero Fields fires across the diamond in time to retire De Leon. Put a wrap on the eighth. Took us about a half hour, but the Shorebirds end up tying the game. Davis Tavares, a homer before the delay, ties us at one as we go to the bottom of the eighth. It's now Delmarva 1 and Augusta 1 here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delta. Going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ball game. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Bottom of the eighth, Shorebirds and Green Jackets tied at one as the first pitch from Daniel Lloyd to Caleb Durbin is on the outside corner for a called strike. Davis Tavares ties us at one all in the top of the inning with a solo shot, his second of the year. Right-on-right matchup between Lloyd and Durbin, and the 0-1 is fouled away right field side, and it's 1-2. 7-8-9 due up for the Green Jackets, Durbin, Parker, and Morton. Durbin 0-2 today, has been hit by a pitch, popped out to second and flat out to left. Right-handed batter, square stance, the pitch. Way outside, got away from Lloyd, and the count's 1-2. We mentioned the top of the inning, Lloyd was the pitcher on the mound for the Shorebirds last time. They took the field in the seventh. Then we had the long break, but Lloyd threw a little out in the bullpen. He's ready to go here in the eighth. 1-2. Missing outside with the splitter. Counts even at two. Stranded two on base in the seventh, setting up Tavares in the eighth with a chance to tie it. All even at 2-2. Durbin hits a weak chopper towards short. De Leon wraps around it, throws on the run in time to retire Durbin for the first down of the inning. Good job by De Leon, not letting the two errors previously in the game get inside his head. That ball almost handcuffed him. Now bring up Brandon Parker, one out, nobody on. Shorebirds on a five-game losing streak, trying to put last week behind them. Parker, 1-for-2. Broke his bat, but got a base hit his last time up. Here's the pitch. Takes a fastball, just a little up and in for ball one. Ramirez at third, playing very tight to the bag, almost guarding the line. As Parker's base hit his last time up, actually went to the left of Ramirez towards the hole. The pitch misses high again for ball two. Shorebirds and Green Jackets will be back to their normal time slot tomorrow at 7:05. Daniel Fetterman gets the start. 2-0. Parker swings and fouls it away. 2-1. Fetterman will be in a tandem with Jake Lyons, added to the roster today for Delmarva. Back for a couple of outings, rehabbing from an arm injury. Posing them will be A.J. Smith-Shaver. 2-1, fastball down the middle, 2-2. A.J. Smith-Shaver, I should say. Shaver with one of the wildest last names I've ever seen, S-H-A-W-V-E-R. And W and the V coalesce together, makes it look like just one letter. 2-2. Dribbled foul to the Green Jackets dugout, third base side. Counts even at 2. So I'll get out ahead of it today by saying Smith Shaver wrong once and hopefully be on top of my game tomorrow. 2 balls, 2 strikes. The pitch. Cutter misses outside and Lloyd now has a full count. Tied at 1, bottom of the 8th. Nobody on for Parker, the 8th man in the order. Caden Morton on deck. Lloyd the stretch and the pitch. Missed outside, and he walks Parker. Second walk out of the pen for Lloyd. And the go-ahead run now at first for Augusto with one away as Caden Morton strides the plate. Morton reached on an error his last time up. Right-handed batter, two-tone bat, almost an orangish barrel, like a burnt orange. The pitch, fastball on the outside corner for strike one. The natural green handle in neon green tape, almost highlighter yellow. Throw over to first and back in with a dive is Parker. Parker on the season, one stolen base and one try. Maybe thinks about running here, representing the tie, or rather the go-ahead run. 0-1. Fastball hit on the ground to second right at Cullen. Flips to second for one. Relay to first in time. A tailor-made 4-6-3 double play as Daniel Lloyd rolls it to complete the eighth. We go to the ninth. We're all tied at one here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page.
Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with MLB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Top of the ninth. We're tied at one. Somebody will win this game in their final at bat. Hopefully it'll be the Shorebirds. They have yet to win a game in their final AB this season. 7-8-9 due up against Ben Dumb. Finished off the eighth after the resumption of play. Back-to-back ground downs. Josue Cruz leads it off in the first pitch. Cruz swings and drives in the air to right, chasing Paulini back, but in front of the warning track, he's able to make the catch with ease for the first out of the inning. Always got to be wary when Josue Cruz gets one airborne. But with the wind blowing in from right, it's not the area you're going to get one out today. Got to be more akin to what Davis Tavares did in the eighth, a line shot out to left. So we stay tied at 1-1 out here in the ninth. First pitch to Moises Ramirez, fouled straight back for strike one. So Cruz now 0-4, and that brings up Ramirez, who's 0-3. Struck out three times. Right-handed batter. Third baseman Quintero guards the line. Outfield, no doubles all the way around the pitch. Slider up and in. 1-1. Dumb from the stretch with nobody on. Set above the belt, the pitch. Down the middle with the fastball, 1-2. Not sure what Ramirez was looking at there. Couldn't pull the trigger. Dumb working, kicking the pitch. Fastball called, strike three, outside corner. Ramirez stares at the home plate umpire Juan Gomez, standing at the plate. A wry smile on his face, trying to figure out where that pitch was. But he's down on strikes for the second out here in the ninth. First strike out of the game for Dumb. Carson Carter loosening out in the Shorebirds bullpen. Looks like he'll come on for the bottom of the ninth. Here's Brian Hernandez. Takes a rip at the first pitch and lines it right over the Shorebirds dug, or rather, Shorebirds bullpen. First base side. Strike one.
Number 32, Brian Hernandez.
Two outs, nobody on. Infield plays Hernandez to pull. Left side nearly vacant. The pitch. Hernandez swings and chops it foul down the first baseline. 0-2, as vacant as you can be with still two guys on the left side. Third baseman Quintero practically playing short. Shortstop Conley almost in shallow center. 0-2 on Hernandez. He's 0-3. Dumb comes to the ready. Here's his 0-2. And Hernandez dribbles it foul to the Shorebirds dugout, first base side. 0-2. Shorebirds have been walked off twice this season. Both times last week at Lynchburg. Trying to take a lead into the bottom of the ninth. Tied at one. Two outs, two strikes, the pitch. Hernandez takes a fastball in on his hands. 1-2. Hernandez has some good pop. Haven't seen it in game yet. Hasn't homered this year. 1-2. Skipped in. Changeup looked like it slipped out of Dumb's hands. Counts even at 2. Not quite sidearm motion from Dumb. Closer to 3/4. Kind of scrunches himself up with his leg kick and then drops down a little. 2-2. Hernandez swats it in the air to left. Mesquite has room. Puts it away, and the Birds go down in order here in the ninth. We go to the last in the ninth. We're tied at one. Carson Carter coming on here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Feels good having
someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is fair ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Last of the ninth, all square at one here from SRP Park. Shorebirds will try to send it into extras here this afternoon as they hand the ball to Carson Carter on this tech net call to the bullpen. Carter relieves Daniel Lloyd. Went two scoreless innings, allowed one hit, two walks, two strikeouts. And Carter comes on for the ninth with the top of the order due up. Carter last time out in the 21st against Myrtle Beach, probably his best outing of the year. 2 2/3, retired every batter he faced, struck out two. Geraldo Quintero leads it off. Carter, 6'4", 212, right-handed arm. Works in the middle of the rubber. His first pitch, it's on the outside corner for strike one. Carter, four-pitch mix, fastball, curveball, slider, and circle change. Quintero from the left side, open stance. The pitch. Quintero chops it on the ground to first, and on the short hop, Cruz can't pick it, and it's down the right field line. Quintero around first, and he'll speed into second to lead off the inning. The winning run for Augusta at second on the fourth error of the game for Delmarva. The ball stayed low on Cruz. Kind of skipped by him. He was right in front of it, tried to field it off to the side. The least he could have done is get the body in front and block it. But it's into right. Quintero up to second on the E3. Winning run. Out at second base, Cal Conley now the batter. Third baseman plays in, guarding against the bunt. No bunt here, the pitch is in the dirt. Hernandez keeps it close, though, and Quintero stays out at second. So the fourth error of the game for the Shorebirds might be the one that does them in. Tied at one, bottom nine. Ground ball gets by Cruz. Winning run now out at second. Carter on the season, 0-1 with an 8.53 ERA, making his fifth appearance. The pitch. And Conley fouls it out of play down the third baseline for strike one. On the day, Conley, 0-4. He's reached on errors twice by De Leon at short, lined out to second and grounded out to second. Wearing stirrups, back of the box, open stance. Carter's pitch. And Conley hits it high in the air to deep left field. Higgins going back, looking up. That's gone. And this one's over. Oh, Conley. As Augusta takes game one of the series, your final score, it's the Augusta Green Jackets 3 and the Shorebirds 1, as Conley tosses the helmet, jumps on top of home into a throng of his teammates, gets the cooler dumped on him, and the Shorebirds' losing streak extends out to 6. Your final score, it's Augusta 3 and Delmarva 1. We'll go ahead, take a break, and on the other side, hit you with the Delmarva Shorebirds postgame show. Your final score here from Augusta, it's the Green Jackets 3 and the Shorebirds 1 here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. The Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a metal lock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Welcome into the Delmarva Shorebirds post-game show. I'm Sam Jelinek. As the Shorebirds drop the opening game of the series to the Augusta Green Jackets, your final score, it's Augusta 3 and Delmarva 1. Green Jackets walk it off, two-run homer to left center for Cal Conley off of Carson Carter after the inning opened up with an error. Green Jackets able to walk it off as the Shorebirds suffer their third walk-off loss of the season, now in just seven games that they've played on the road. Three of them have come in heartbreaking fashion as far as handing them a loss. This game was well-pitched throughout. The Shorebirds just couldn't get the big hit when they needed it. Augusta finally did. The Shorebirds' offense just continues to be stuck in a rut here over the past week plus, held to just one run on two hits. Davis Tavares providing the only run of the game for Delmarva, as it's the Shorebirds' sixth loss in a row, their first six-game losing streak since 2018. Let's take you through how this one happened. There's not a whole lot to go over, as the offense through the first four innings was stagnant on both sides. Augusta had more chances. They stranded the bases loaded in the first, left two on in the second and third, but Shane Davis innings walked a season-high four, but struck out a season-high six as well, as he allowed just one hit over the four shutout frames. He's not allowed an earned run on the road yet this season. But on the other side, Roy Bear-Salinas matched him pitch for pitch and actually outdid him. Four no-hit innings for Salinas. He struck out 12, not even a season high for him, while he walked five. Delmarva didn't put a ball in play against him through the first four innings. Finally, in the fifth, Augusta broke through. Leadoff error allowed Cal Conley to reach. He was driven in by Brandel Mesquita. RBI triple with 2 outs later in the frame, an unearned run that gave Augusta the lead. Shorebirds tied it in the eighth with one out. Davis Tavares, a line shot just over the wall in left. the left field wall about 20 feet high on top of it. Metal railing. It came off the railing back into play, but it was over the yellow line. So a solo homer for Tavares, his second of the season, tied us at one. We went to the ninth, all tied at one. Shorebirds were unable to put another base runner on after Tavares' homer, so we went to the bottom of the ninth, still tied. Geraldo Quintero reached on an error to start the frame, a ground ball that got by Josue Cruz. And then the very next batter, Cal Conley, blasted one the other way out to the left center. The wind is blowing out straight to left for whatever it's worth, but it got up and over the wall. Two-run walk-off homer as Augusta takes the 3-1 win. Final line score here, Delmarva, one run, two hits, four errors. They strand eight, and perhaps more importantly, over the course of this game, 0-7 with runners in scoring position. Augusta, three runs, five hits, one error. They strand 11. They win just 1-12 with runners in scoring position. Your winning pitcher, it's Ben Dumm, his first win in a Green Jackets uniform. Carson Carter takes the hard luck loss. Carter falls to 0-2 as he does not record an out in the ninth after allowing two runs, one earned on one hit. Dumm, an inning and two-thirds scoreless, struck out one in his relief outing. We had a significant delay in the bottom or top of the eighth after Tavares' homer as the skies opened up. 27-minute delay, able to get play back in a tie game, but still didn't go the Shorebirds' way. We started out at 11:05 this morning, finished at 2:02, time of game, 2 hours, 57 minutes, with a 27-minute rain delay baked in there here on April the 26th in front of 5,295 fans here on Education Day here at SRP Park. Let's go ahead and take a look at the scores from today's ball games for the Carolina League. This is the only game that took place in the morning. Everybody else getting going at 6 or later. Series starting today, Carolina and Down East at 6, Kannapolis at Fayetteville at 6, Salem at Lynchburg at 6:30, Columbia at Myrtle Beach at 7, and Charleston at Fredericksburg in a battle of division leaders at Fred Nat's Ballpark, or what is now Virginia Credit Union Stadium in Fredericksburg. Around Birdland, three out of the four affiliates had day games today. Bowie also got going at 11. They got shut out by Richmond 8-0. Garrett Stallings, a solid start, but Bowie never got on the board as they fall 8-0. They are now 8-7 on the season. Norfolk, day game at Gwinnett, facing off against the Braves AAA affiliate. They currently lead 4-3. Grayson Rodriguez got roughed up in the first inning, allowing three runs, but after that, he settled in with three straight zeros as the Tides have battled back to take the lead. And Aberdeen, with Gene Pinto on the mound tonight, welcome in Jersey Shore. Aberdeen hosting D.L. Hall and Adley Rutschman this week on rehab assignments. So be sure to tune in to them as they are at home at Lido's Field. Those are all the scores from all the teams that you care about, so let's go ahead and turn our attention to tomorrow. Shorebirds and Green Jackets continue their six-game series with Game 2. We'll play at a much more sane hour, 7:05 p.m. tomorrow here from SRP Park. Daniel Fetterman on the mound for the Shorebirds. He is 0-1 with a 7.71 ERA. He will be joined by Jake Lyons, making his 2022 debut after being sidelined with an injury to begin the season. They'll face off against A.J. Smith-Shawver, 0-1 with a 6.00 ERA this season. He draws the start for the Green Jackets again. First pitch at 7:05. We'll hit you with a pregame show at 6:04. Today's pregame show, as well as today's broadcast, as always, big thank you from me to you for tuning into today's broadcast. I know you're probably at work, you're maybe working from home. Nice to have some background noise on. While I thank you for letting me be that little buzz in your ear that helps you get through the day. Big thank you to everybody back at Purdue Stadium who helps me do what I do here on the road. After yesterday's 10-hour bus ride, able to get on the air today with a little bit of difficulty, but we made it, and that's what counts. So until tomorrow at 6:50 for the pregame show, first pitch 7:05, we'll talk to you then. Your final score again here from SRP Park on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. It's the Augusta Green Jackets taking a 3-1 win. We'll get you the team records, by the way. I never did that for you. Delmarva with the loss falls to 5-11. Now 6.5 games back in the standings. They are 3-4 on the road. It was their sixth consecutive loss. Augusta now at 500, 8-8 on the year, 2.5 games back in the division. Their second win in a row. They are now above 500 here at home, 4-3 on the season. So that's everything that we got for you here today. So until tomorrow at 6:50 for the pregame show, we'll go ahead and talk to you then. For everybody involved, I've been Sam Jelinek, and this has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.